Tanya and Dane.
This story has captivated the world's attention, and it's something that has all of us very intrigued. It's the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, and joining us now, live from Chicago, who's had over 50 years' experience in the aviation industry. His name is Jim Tillman, the aviation expert. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Now, there's so many different reports happening about this missing flight. Now we're hearing that it was deliberate actions of the pilot. Whose information do we believe?
That's a good question. I don't know who's to really believe from the beginning of this thing until now. However, it does sound like this last approach is corroborated by some people that I do feel trustworthy. So I believe that they may very well be going down the right general road.
The thing I'm confused with, Jim, is how can this plane completely go missing? It's a huge object. You can't just hide it behind a tree. Like, where could it possibly be? And I think, you know, everybody is thinking this.
Well, you have to realize the only visibility that you have of this airplane in the middle of the night is what you see on radar. And if you don't see it on radar, it's disappeared for all intents and purposes. You don't know where it is or where it's going.
How come this doesn't happen?
Somebody on board that airplane disabled part of the radar acquisition.
Mm.
Some of it was still left in terms of signals that were coming from the engines, not normally used for locating the airplane. And that's how we got some of these waypoints that they established and saying the airplane was still flying for another 6 or 7 hours.
So what do you think has happened to this flight, Jim?
Well, I've been all over the planet in the way I've thought about this thing since it started, based upon the fact that we keep getting information that turns out not to be accurate after a few hours of having scoured around and trying to find a way for that to work. It's gotten down to the point now where that I do accept the fact that somebody deliberately did a lot of things with this airplane. What they did and what their motives were, I do not know. I do know that it's possible, and I say this like if it's possible, that they found a place to land.
Mm.
And if they did, then there you go. They're on the ground someplace.
Now,
it's just as possible that they had a plan, which I think they really did have, and when the plane took off, I think there was a plan that they were going to follow and what they were going to do, whether it was somebody that was going to bombard the cockpit and take over or it was the pilots themselves. There was a plan that was to be executed. And if, let us say that they finally got into this business and everything was working just fine until they got to a certain point, and then the plan fell apart and there was nothing that was going to work for them. The thing that scares me is that these people who made this happen, which whether they're the pilot or some bad person, when they got desperate and realized, hey, none of this is going to work, I'm going to get caught and punished, I'm afraid of that reaction because that may make them feel they're just as well off committing suicide.
Mm.
Do you think we'll ever find the plane, Jim?
I do. I do believe it'll finally be found. I have not one single clue as to how soon. It could be as soon as tonight. It could be as long as 2.5 to 3 years from now.
Well, the people I feel most sorry for are the families of the people on the flight, including some Australians. Jim, thank you so much for your time from Chicago this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. My heart goes out to those families. I wish I had better news for them.